Are you saying that I'm a fool in front of him? Grandpa, as everyone knows, still carried his farming roots with him, even after becoming a highly successful accountant and attorney. This manifested itself primarily in his love of growing tomatoes. My grandpa was very proud of his prized tomatoes and spent a lot of time in his garden out back caring for his beloved plants. And one Sunday, after returning from church services, Grandpa decided to prune his plants as Grandma and I went into the house to begin preparing Sunday lunch. Now, because of recent downpours, the tomato garden had become quite muddy, but Grandpa did not seem to notice this as he worked away on his plants. Finally, he finished up and came in the house and headed back in the bedroom to change out of his Sunday clothes. Before he could change, though, he began an incredible high-volume tirade and demanded that Grandma and I come back to the back hall and account for the tremendous volume of mud that now appeared all over the white carpet. When we arrived, he was in the process of walking up and down the hall with a paper towel, wiping up numerous muddy footprints and swearing loudly concerning Grandma's and my carelessness in tracking mud all over the house. He then loudly demanded to see the soles of our shoes in order to prove to us that we were the culprits in this serious matter. As we presented our shoes for his inspection, we were quite relieved to see that the soles of our shoes were spotless. Grandpa simply claimed that the mud must have already all come off on the carpet and emphasized the need for more care on our part in the future. This, of course, was all done very loudly and very emphatically. As we turned to head back to the kitchen, Grandpa let out a loud expletive and demanded that we take our shoes off. At the very places that he had just wiped up, there was numerous fresh, muddy tracks. This was incredible. In the face of his stern lecture, we still had the audacity to continue laying down fresh, muddy shoe prints. At this point, Grandma and I happened to notice a copious amount of fresh red mud that was plastered all over Grandpa's shoes. But, in the face of such an intense and emphatic tirade, we decided it was best to remain silent. And Grandpa was now furious, leveling terrible accusations concerning our carelessness and inconsideration as he walked up and down the hall, wiping up the new tracks that were appearing everywhere. He did not seem to notice that Grandma and I were standing in one spot while all these new tracks mysteriously appeared all over the hallway carpet. He got progressively louder and more emphatic about our inconsideration until at long last, Grandma could take no more of this loud verbal abuse. "Ted, I believe that you may have a bit of mud on your shoes," she said diplomatically, all the while noticing Grandpa's mud cake shoes. Grandpa never even glanced down at his shoes. He simply gave Grandma an incredulous look and began shouting at the top of his lungs, "Are you saying I'm a fool? Is that what you're trying to say in front of him? In front of him?" he demanded, angrily pointed at me. "Is that what you're trying to say? Is that just what you're saying? In front of him? In front of him?" he demanded more loudly and angrily. There was no use for Grandma to even try to respond to this barrage. It was obvious that any opinion that she attempted to put forward would be immediately shouted down before she could even get the words out of her mouth.